Test 63, Section 1, Question 24. This is a parallel flaw question, and it's one of the more challenging ones. So if you struggled with it, don't feel too bad. If we start with our conclusion trick, we give that a go. Conclusion says, we know that most parking citations in university towns are issued to students. So we look for something that says most A or B. Now, if we look at answer choice A, the first part is the conclusion. Most of the snacks, it's children buy most of the snacks at cinemas. It's decent. It's close enough. Now, B, we know that this houseplant gets more of the sunlight from the window. Well, that's not really the same, so we throw out B. Then we know that most people who go to a university are studious. That's kind of close-ish, but it's not quite on the same level, so I'd probably hold on to A more. Then we know that consumers buy more fruit during the winter, during the summer than they buy during the winter. I don't really love that one. And then we know that most of the snacks parents buy go to other people's children. That one is similar. In this case, some people might key in on E as being a little bit better on the conclusion trick. I still held on to A and E. I felt like both of those were close enough to hold on the conclusion trick. And so then I had to go back to the passage. Now, when we go back to the passage, we have in university towns, they issue far more parking citations during the school year than they do during the times when students are out of town. So you're getting more parking tickets issued when students are there than when they're not. And then the conclusion jumps to, therefore, most parking citations in university towns are issued to students. Well, the problem is, just because we know that there are more of them that are being written during those times doesn't necessarily mean that they are the ones getting them. For example, it could be that the parking tickets are coming because students are taking up all the legal parking spots and therefore other people are parking illegally. And so it's still residents that are, full-time residents that are getting the tickets. It's just that when the students are there, there are more there are fewer parking spots available for everybody. Another thing could be there's different regulations. So we just don't really know that that's the case. So there could be other reasons for why that's occurring. Now, we look at these answer choices, and I would start with A and E and then kind of pop back to the others if I had to. So we know that children buy most of the snacks at cinemas, okay, because popcorn sales increase as the proportion of child moviegoers to adult moviegoers increases. Okay, so that's saying children must buy most of the snacks because popcorn sales increases a proportion of moviegoers to adult moviegoers increases. There's a couple of problems with this. First off, it's just talking about popcorn sales, not snack sales. And second, that it says the proportion of child moviegoers to adult moviegoers increases. That's not really quite the same. It's about the issuing far more parking tickets when they're in students are in town than not necessarily when their proportion is different. And so I didn't love A. Then we know that most of the snacks parents buy go to other people's children, because when other people's children come to visit, parents give out more snacks than usual. That's really similar, the snacks being equivalent to the parking tickets or parking citations. And just because they give out more snacks when other people's children have come to visit, could be that they're giving the snacks out to their own children because they don't want to cook because other people's children are around. And so, therefore, answer choice E is our best response.